Blessed Sabbath, dear family, and for those that are listening on the phone, blessed Sabbath to all. Welcome. We are so glad that you're here joining us in this blessed Sabbath morning. We are ready to begin our Children's Sabbath School lesson number 41. What a blessing, 41. On this day, September 14, 2013, for those that will be listening to the recording later, we hope that you will have a blessing as well. We will begin with our opening song.
Amen. Have a blessing, everyone. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. While we seek the prize of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, merry rest this day and thee. From our worldly cares set free, merry rest this day and thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners' comfort stand. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song. We have come to the point and asking dear children, all mommies and daddies, for opening prayer. If anyone would like to open prayer, for below.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for all that you give us. And thank you for this wonderful day and bless the Sabbath to everybody. And thank you for letting us
on
the shower
in
the day, and
amen.
Amen. The scripture that will begin our lessons today is taken from Philippians 2:8 in the King James Version. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This week, boys and girls, we will end our study with part 3 of our lesson on God with us. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Isaiah 53:3.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was rules for or our iniquities and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Amen. Amen. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only
begotten
Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have lasting life.
Everlasting life. Amen. Good job, Paula. Isaiah 9:6 reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen.
Hebrews 7:26. "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, set forth from sinners, and made higher than the heavens."
Hebrews 2:11. "For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren."
Zechariah 9:16-17. "And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as in sign upon his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his battle duty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new and wine the
new wine
the maids." Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:7. "That in the age
to come he might show the exceeding
riches
of his grace
and
his kindness
toward us
through Christ Jesus
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:10-11. Layla, it's okay. "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Praise the Lord. Good job, little one. So let's continue in our book, Desire Ages, Chapter 1. We will be covering pages 25 to 26. Anyone of the Bear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
"In stooping to take upon himself humanity, Christ revealed a character in the opposite of the character of Satan, but he stepped still lower in the path of humanitation, being found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the Christ."
Cross.
"Death of the cross."
Philippians
2:8. As the high priest laid aside his glorious youth,
gorgeous
us pin the veil robbers and officiate.
What is this word?
Pontificatial.
Pontifical robes.
Pontifical robes in official in a white line dress of the common priest. So Christ took a form of a servant and offered sacrifice himself to praise himself in
the victim.
He was wounded from our transgressions. He was bruised from our iniquities. The
chastisement
of his own peace was upon him. Isaiah 53:5.
Desire of Ages, page 25. Christ was treated as we deserve, that we might be treated as he deserves. He was condemned for our sins, in which he had no share, that we might be justified by his righteousness, in which he had no share. Which we had no share. He suffered the death which was ours, that we might receive the life which was his. With his stripes we are healed. By his life and his death, Christ has achieved even more than recovery from the ruin wrought through sin. It was Satan's purpose to bring about an eternal separation between God and man, but in Christ we become more closely united to God than if we had never fallen. In taking our nature, the Savior has bound himself to humanity by a tie that is never to be broken. Through the eternal ages he is linked with us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What passion of a man was found in Christ Jesus? And what was Christ wounded for? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little ones.
Oh, he humbled himself and become obedient until death, even the death of the cross, and he was wonderful.
Wounded
for our grandson.
Mm-hmm.
He was burned.
Bruised.
For our
iniquities.
Good job, little one. Let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear one. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful scripture song. Well, we have another question, boys and girls. How closely united has Christ made us become with God? And besides bearing our sin and dying as our sacrifice, what way did God give himself to the fallen race to assure them of his immutable concept of peace? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
In
Christ, we become
good again.
More
closely
united to God. In if we had
never
Never. Family.
Fallen.
Fallen. God. Given.
Gave.
He. His. Holy.
Only.
Gotten. Some. To.
Become.
One. Of. The.
Human.
Family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Forever to.
Retain.
His.
Human.
Human.
Nature.
He gave him not only to bear our sins and to die as our sacrifice, he gave him to the fallen race to assure us of his immutable counsel of peace. God gave his only begotten Son to become one of the human family, forever to retain his human nature. This is the pledge that God will fulfill his word. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. God has adapted human nature in the person of his Son, and has carried the same into the highest heaven. It is the Son of Man who shares the throne of the universe.
Desire of Ages, page 25. It is the Son of Man whose name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. The I am is the daysman between God and humanity, laying his hand upon both. He who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, is not ashamed to call us brethren. Hebrews 7:26-11. In Christ, the family of earth and the family of heaven are bound together. Christ glorified is our brother. Heaven is enshrined in humanity, and humanity is enfolded in the bosom of infinite love. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 26. Of his people, God says, they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. For how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. Zechariah 9, verse 16 and 17. The exaltation of the redeemed will be an eternal testimony to God's mercy, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us, through Christ Jesus, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
Amen. So, dear ones, do you know that each one of us will be, if faithful, those beautiful stones in the crown of our Savior. So let's help make a light shine towards the world to be able to proclaim our Savior. So boys and girls, we have another question. What does God say of his people? And what will be the exaltation of the redeemed concerning God's mercy? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
They shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an
ensign
upon his led
land.
For his goodness and how great of his beauty, and they will be an
eternal
testimony
in the ages
to come, and
shall show
the
Exceeding
riches of his grace in his kingdom.
Kindness
tower of throne
Christ
toward us through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Good job, little one. Let's learn another beautiful memory verse song together. Dear family, we have come to page 26. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph, go below.
Desire of Ages. Through Christ, page 26. Through Christ, redeeming work to the government of God. Stand justified, the omnipotent one is made now as the God made known as the God of love. Satan charged are refuted in his character unveiled. Rebellion can never again arise. Sin can never again enter the
universe.
Through internal ages, all are sure to incur from apostasy by love. Self-sacrifice, the
By love, self-sacrifice, the inhabitants of earth and heaven are bound to their Creator in bonds of indissoluble union. Desire of Ages, page 26, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 26. The work of redemption will be complete. In the place where sin abounded, God's grace much more abounds. The earth itself, the very field that Satan claims as his, is to be not only ransomed but exalted. our little world under the curse of sin, that one dark blot in his glorious creation will be honored above all other worlds in the universe of God. Here, where the Son of God tabernacled in humanity, where the King of Glory lived and suffered and died, here, when he shall make all things new, the tabernacle of God shall be with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And through endless ages, as the redeemed walk in the light of the Lord, they will praise him for his unspeakable gifts. Emmanuel, God with us.
Praise the Lord, for what a blessed hope, little ones. So hold on and hold fast, for things get better after all of this. Next week, we will begin a new chapter entitled The Chosen People. At this moment, we will have closing prayer. If any one of the little ones or mommy or daddy would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, you are a blessing God in my servant way. Please and mama, have a good day. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, little ones, chapter 2, The Chosen People, that will be taking place on Sabbath, September 21st, 2013. So we have children school activities that you will be able to be enjoying. I hope and pray that it will be a blessing to you and the family as you continue this blessed rest of the Sabbath. And for those that are listening on the phone, thank you for being here, and you have a blessed Sabbath and the rest of the day as well. And for those that will be listening later on the recording as well, Sabbath blessing, everyone.